Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson, and I am joined tonight by nobody. My co-hosts are all out tonight. It's just me, myself, and I, and I've got a lot to talk about tonight. It's sad that they got to miss this, but I do have to dedicate a song to start the radio show off to Justin Trudeau and in Canada, to Joe Biden in America, and to all the pedophiles out there that are using Instagram to navigate your pedophilia. So here it goes, without further ado.
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I'd done. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun.
Parental guidance is suggested.
Yeah, that's right. Parental guidance is suggested on this show. Because tonight I'm going to get into it, and I don't give two shits what I say and how I say it, because I'm going to tell you the truth. Like always on the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, I like to come out with the guns blazing. So, with that being said, well, apparently the studio audience agrees with me, so here we go. I'm going to save the controversial part for the last part of the show. Tonight, I'm going to get started. Tucker Carlson just released his second video on Twitter. And right before I got on air, about 3 minutes ago maybe, I checked to see how many views that had seen or had viewed it. This is his second video, and the first one was on the 6th, and today's the 8th, 2 days apart, okay? He's received over 7.5 million views in an hour, just a hair over an hour. Now, I want you guys to understand something. 7.5 million views. He used to get 3.5 million views a week on Fox News. He's getting 7.5 in an hour on Twitter. And that's not all. That's not all at all. His last one he posted on the 6th of June received 107 million views thus far. Now, I want you to just of how astronomical that is, because it's bigger than what any of us could even think. You know what I'm saying? Like 107 million views. And I'm going to get to Matt Walsh's video here in a second, because Matt Walsh's video, and I'll discuss this a little bit later in the show, because I want to get into some stuff involving Instagram and the promotion of pedophilia on there. But Matt Walsh's video, What is a Woman?, that documentary, I watched it in the entirety, hour and 35 minutes, something like that. He has gotten more than 170 million views on Twitter. So to put that in perspective, that's more people that watched Anderson Cooper all week on CNN, the Oscars, and Joe Biden's State of the Union address combined. 170 million is roughly a half of the population of the United States of America. What is a woman? Well, shall we ask the question, what is a woman? Now, the guest call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is 516-387-1733. And if you get through and you can hear me talking on the radio, all you have to do is press the number one. It'll let my switchboard know that you want to get on air and you have something to say. And I'll bring you on air and you can share your thoughts and your opinions. I don't care if you agree with me. I don't care if you disagree with me. All I ask is that you keep it civil. And again, that phone number, grab your piece of paper and pen, is 516-387-1733. And again, you just have to press that number one once you get through. So back to what I was talking about. Between Matt Walsh and Tucker Carlson's first video, Tucker Carlson had 107 million views in 2 days. Matt Walsh, I think it's over like 180 million now, honestly. I haven't looked, but the sheer numbers that people, that's proof that the mainstream media, people are tired of it. People are tired of listening to the lies. They know it's propaganda at this point. Most people, there's still some people that are still following their, you know, they're in their echo chamber and they think they're being told the truth by the people that are spreading the propaganda. But the fact of the matter is they're being lied to. And there's more people than not that know that, which is a beautiful thing. I'm excited. I'm excited to see that people are stepping outside of the matrix, the whole system that has been created to deceive us. I've been myself, I was in that matrix up until about 3 years ago, and I stepped outside that matrix and I'm like, you know what? Shit. I've been lied to my whole life. We all have. That's a fact. We have all been lied to our whole life about everything, literally everything. So, you know, tonight I thought, why don't I just get a little controversial? You know, God forbid me getting controversial, but so I'm going to start tonight off a little bit differently too, because I heard a joke from somebody. I'm not going to say who told me this joke, but I'm just like, oh boy. So, and ladies and gentlemen, and realize this is a joke before you, you know, you turn me into the FCC, for God's sake. It's just a joke. But there was a vegan and a transgender person standing on a cliff, and they were threatening to jump. And they jumped. You want to bet who was the first person to hit the ground? What the fuck just happened? Oh, there it is. Okay, sorry. I was looking at my switchboard and it's just like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. Anyway, so there was a vegan and a transgender person standing on the cliff and they jumped off the cliff. Who do you think hit the ground first? And I thought about it for a second. I'm like, I have no idea. I mean, it's not even who hit the ground first. It was, I already fucked it up. Never mind. it was a race to jump off the cliff, a vegan and a transgender person. Who do you think won that race to hit the ground? Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. Lord, I apologize for taking your name in vain. I suck at telling jokes. But it was a race to see who could hit the ground first, so they both jumped, a vegan and a transgender. Who do you think won that race? The answer to that question is society. I know it's horrible. I'm sorry for laughing at that. It's evil, it's wrong, and I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Anyway, if you understood what is happening in our world right now, you would absolutely, you'd lose your ever-loving mind. You'd probably have a nervous breakdown. Most of us that know, it's even tough for us on a day-to-day basis to go through this matrix, go through this informational warfare that we go through every single day. And that's what it is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's informational warfare.
everybody thought that, you know, a war is shot with guns and tanks and bombs, and it's not quite what we're used to, what we've been programmed to believe is the war. We are in an information war right now with the evil that are ruling us right now in this world. It goes through the internet, and I've even said that they're going to eventually shut our internet down because there's too much truth getting out there, and they're scattering like rats on a ship that's sinking right now. The elite are. They're seeing the information getting out. I mean, it just came out today that the FBI did in fact hold a document with Joe Biden accepting bribes in amount of $5 million. And if you think that's all he's accepted throughout the 51 years that he's been in politics, you're fooling yourself. Joe Biden is one of the most corrupt politicians that this world, not just this country, but the world has ever seen. He's a dirtbag. His family are dirtbags. And you just wait. You're going to see them show their ugly, they're going to rear their ugly faces here in the next couple months. Biden already has come out on numerous occasions and blames everything on white supremacy or white extremism or MAGA Republicans. When you have a president that is pointing all their fingers toward one group of people as all of the problem, we got a problem. Now, in all fairness, Trump always talked about, well, the Democrats, the fake news. And before I had seen the light, I used to swear at my TV when I watched Donald Trump speak. Then I realized, you know what? They have attacked Donald Trump since the time he announced his presidency in 2016 or 2015, I should say, to the point where they created a fake dossier, Russian dossier, Hillary Clinton did that. And that's all coming out and proven as fact that Hillary Clinton did that. They spied on his campaign. And Biden knew about it. Obama knew about it. Clinton knew about it. They spied on his campaign. That's illegal. Secondly, they want to indict Trump as early as tomorrow for espionage and keeping secrets and all this bullshit with the files that they found in Mar-a-Lago, that there is an actual official letter that was written to the DOJ one day before it happened where he unclassified those documents. He was legal to have those documents. Joe Biden, what the hell was it, 1,800 and some documents that he had that were classified as a vice president and a senator? He had no business having those documents. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 classified emails. Not to mention she smashed up her servers and bleached her servers and her cell phones and all that bullshit. So here's my take on this. I hope they indict Donald Trump for this. And here's why. Because if they indict Donald Trump on those charges, they have to indict Joe Biden, and they have to indict Hillary Clinton. And let's not forget about the old investigation that stopped for Mike Pence. And then Mike Pence announces his presidency and says, I will not pardon any of the J6 defendants. Mike Pence is a traitor to this country. He's a piece of shit. Fuck Mike Pence. Fuck Hillary Clinton and fuck Joe Biden too. And fuck Justin Trudeau. And fuck Chrystia Freeland too, that FWEF puppet. That's what she is. The CEO of Tyson Foods, fuck you too. Who's the Jagmeet Singh. Fuck you. You're a WEF puppet too. We know all about all of you dirtbags that are trying to push your agenda onto the world. And you started it with the COVID-19 virus and the vaccines, and you tried to force people into taking your death shot. Well, fuck you all. We're not going to sit here and take it quietly anymore. We will stand up united as a world, and we will stop you. We don't care about your agenda. I'm just going to say that right now, and excuse my language. I get a little heated sometimes, and I just got to say what's on my mind. That's what I love about an uncensored radio show, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sugarcoat shit to you. I'm going to tell you exactly what I know. So with that being said, I wanted to talk about Tucker Carlson's videos because, and if you've gone and watched him on Twitter, dude, he's unleashed. He's not pulling any punches. He touched on Instagram's pedophilia tonight. And I'm like, when a guy like that has that much influence gets on social media, does a video, this one tonight I think was 13 some minutes long. When he gets on there and he talks about what is happening, like truthfully, so the world can hear it, we are on the road of recovery, in my opinion. Hopefully. Maybe the right people will finally get it. Holy shit. The mainstream media are nothing but a bunch of propagandists. And again, for the 82,000th time, it's called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act that went into effect under Obama in 2012. The most bipartisan bill that was ever passed was called the Defense Act. They inserted that in there as a special tag on, and nobody paid attention, which it essentially lets people let state-run propaganda through our media sources. And in case you haven't noticed, nine people own all of our media in the United States, including your local newspapers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here to blow smoke up your ass. I'm here to tell you the truth. And if you don't like the truth, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry that you're offended. It should offend you. The truth should offend you because the truth is fucking nasty in today's world. And I'm going to get to the whole pedophilia bullshit coming on and that the child trafficking and the human trafficking involving the southern border. This is all planned. And the Biden administration being a middleman in that whole scheme. And you, because you couldn't take an offensive tweet by a man, you went and voted one of the worst corrupt people in office in the history of the world. This guy is dirtier than mud. He's dirtier than a pig's ass after he ate something that's going to give him diarrhea called, what is it, that chocolate thing that you eat. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand how bad you've been lied to with the propaganda that's been spread by your mainstream media. Guys like me have been banned on every social media app out there. I've been banned on TikTok 10 times. I've been banned on Facebook numerous times. I keep on finding a way to get back and jump through a few hoops and I get back on. I even got banned on Twitter permanently, even though I held a blue check mark. But I appealed it and I won and I'm back on. And now my account just hit 20,000 followers today. I'm not in it for the followers, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know. Even though every time I hit a milestone in followers on any of my sites, it makes me smile because I know that I'm reaching more people, hopefully, if I don't get shadow banned. TikTok right now, I am shadow banned so bad. I can do a video now. I have 20-some thousand followers on there. I used to have 100,000 on numerous accounts, and they banned me. But I can do a video on there now. If I get 5, 6, 7, 800 views on that video, it's a good night. That's how bad they're shadow banning me. If those of you that don't know what shadow banning means, I dare you to walk in my shoes for a day. You'll understand really quick. Social media, these social media networks have fine-tuned algorithms and have put their restrictions on guys like me all over the internet. And I have been banned everywhere I go. I have been backstabbed every fucking where I go. Even by friends that I thought were my best friends for life, backstabbed. I have been brutalized. I have been threatened. My life has been threatened. And yet here I am still talking to you, still trying to spread the truth. That's got to tell you something about me. I'm a fucking fighter, and I ain't going to back down. I'm not going to quit, and I'm not going to be intimidated by a bunch of cowards. I just want you to know that. So with that being said, we're going to get to the whole pedophilia thing here in a short second. But first, I want to go to a story that came out of Las Vegas. There was a 911 call that happened, I believe, on May 1st, I believe. I might be wrong on that date, but here's the gist of it. 911 got called after an object was seen, that was video, by the way, seen falling out of the sky. And this gentleman calls in and says to the 911 operator, something crashed into my backyard, and there are two... He said people at first. There are two people standing outside this object, and they're looking at me. And the 911 operator, as professional as she was, she said, can you describe those individuals? And he says, well, honestly, they're creatures. And he said, the one is 8 foot tall, and the other one looks to be 9 or 10 foot tall. And they have very large eyes, and they are staring at me. This is all on a 911 call, by the way. Just happened on May 1st. And so she sent out units to respond, and they had the unit respond with a body cam, and the guy, you know, the police officer walked up, and he talked to him and said, well, what's going on? He says, something crashed in my backyard, bro, and I'm not on drugs. I'm not drinking. This is serious. But one of the creatures is 8 foot tall and the other one's 9 foot or 10 foot tall. And mind you that the body cam was on the police officer, right? In their front yard. So this police officer walks to the backyard where the gate is, and they open up the gate. And as soon as they open up the gate, the camera goes black. And what do we get for an excuse from the Las Vegas Police Department? It's private property, and we can't show private property on body cams. Well, that's after they were just standing in his front yard, by the way. And think about this for a second. They can't show private property. You watch the show Cops. They're running through fucking backyards shooting at criminals or people, you know, that are shooting back at them. Don't even give me that story. This whole bullshit that they try to shove down our throats, that, you know, they try to make up these cockamamie reasons for not showing you the truth. The mainstream media does, and the federal government does. That there's no reason that they could not show you what was in that backyard with a body cam, because when the police are called, that becomes, well, it's not private anymore because you called the police. That's what they do, ladies and gentlemen. They lie to you with propaganda and make up excuses. What happened to the rest of that video? Who knows? I'm sure the federal government knows. You know, the guys in the suits, in those SUVs, tinted out windows, got guns on their side, fake cans in their arms, or, you know, fake hands and coming out of their suit arms. Yeah, I'm sure they know. Hey, but don't listen to me. I'm just a dumb trucker, right? Well, I pay attention to enough shit to see that we're being lied to. So now we have a confirmation of aliens in Las Vegas. Operation Bluebeam. Look it up. Operation Bluebeam was done by a gentleman, I believe, from Canada. I think he was from Canada. I've forgotten more things than most of you will probably ever know. And I'm not saying that to insult you. I'm just saying that because I pay attention too much and drives me nuts. But Operation Bluebeam is basically what this man described as the governments are going to put 3D holograms in the air and scare you into believing that there is an alien invasion in order to issue martial law worldwide. And if that happens, when it happens, if it happens, we probably won't come back out of that martial law state. I've talked about it numerous times where I said, if you see things in the sky that look realistic, don't believe it. The only time you can believe it is if it actually chops your head off and kills you. But don't, the fear-mongering that's going on with mainstream media, the fear-mongering that's going on with our governments worldwide, it all leads back to the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the World Health Organization with Bill Gates, which Trump took us out of when he, one of the first things he did when he got into office in 2016 is we withdrew from the World Health Organization. And now you're seeing the World Health Organization come out with their new treaty that all the people involved at the UN are supposed to sign, where it gives the World Health Organization, sorry, I had a brain fart there. I got too much shit going on in my mind. If there's another pandemic, what I'm going to tell you that there's going to be, they normalize the word pandemic as this is going to be something that's going to happen on a normal basis involving climate change. It's such a bunch of bullshit and horseshit. These elites, they go to Davos every year and they concoct their plan to take over the world, to completely control the world with digital IDs and digital currency. And people think, oh, you're nuts for saying that. In July, they're going to roll out the CBDC, Central Banking Digital Currency. They've already started doing it in Canada. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that they're literally, when you go into a Walmart, you want to go purchase food, everything is going to be in glass cases. And if you want to purchase hamburger, you're going to have to show your digital ID. And once you present your digital ID and the system says, well, you already purchased, you know, your allotment for meat for the month, so the door won't open. You don't get the meat or dairy product or whatever it is. They decide what you buy. You don't understand how deep this is and that it's already being implemented all over the world. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of you that listen, like, oh, come on, man, you're out of there. You're way out there. You're out in Pluto. No, you just haven't been paying attention. Well, mainstream media hasn't told me that. Exactly. That's because mainstream media and the governments are your fucking enemy. They're not going to tell you that. Of course, why would they tell you that? Why would they admit what they're going to do? They tell you what they're doing in a roundabout way. You go to the weforum.org, and they tell you exactly what they're going to do, 15-minute cities and the whole fucking works. But don't listen to me because I've done no research. Shit. I've done more research in a week than you probably will do in a lifetime. That's a fact also. I know that. And I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just telling you that I have the time to do it, loading and unloading, hours on end. When I get stopped at night, I don't want to watch Netflix. I don't want to watch something that's going to make me laugh anymore. because I see what's going on with the world. I research. I want to know what the hell I'm facing, what I'm up against. So the World Health Organization has taken it upon themselves to have this treaty that basically puts them in control of every single nation, almost every single nation worldwide. If they decide that every, let's say Gambia or Africa, the whole continent of Africa needs to be vaccinated against a certain disease, then they mandate that that whole continent, that whole country, whatever you want to call it, continent, gets vaccinated. How does that make you feel? Joe Biden has said in his speeches, there's a new world order that's coming. He's said it. He's also said, we the people means we the government. No. When they wrote the Constitution and created the Bill of Rights, ratified everything in 1791, it wasn't we the government. Otherwise, they would have put in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, we the government. They put the first words were we the people. Now understand what that means. That doesn't mean we the Democratic Party or we the Republican Party or we the Independent Party. It means we the people. Every single one of you that are listening to this show, whether you're in Canada or in America, especially in America, because the Constitution only exists in America. And, you know, in Canada, you had the charter rights. And Justin Trudeau has taken that and wiped his ass with it. He proved that in Ottawa when he started having people arrested for peacefully protesting and calling them the fringe minority. I got heavily involved with that and met a lot of great people, including Big Red. You all know Big Red. Rooster, many of them, all of them, as a matter of fact. I was friends with them on my original Facebook account until I got banned because I started doing the People's Convoy in America. But I'm not going to back down to tyrants like Justin Trudeau or Joe Biden or Chrystia Freeland. I'm not going to back down to people like that. They can threaten me. They can throw me in jail. They can throw me in prison. They can ruin my life. They can kill me. I don't give a shit. My children's future and their children's future is way more important to me than any of these mandates or these bullshit the rules that they come out with. You got to wear you got a triple mask, and you got to stay 6 feet away from each other, and you can't go to a bar. You can't go to a restaurant. If you go to a restaurant, you got to wear a mask. And when you sit down, then you can lift up your mask when you want to eat. I went to a casino in Oklahoma during the pandemic, walked in there without a mask, sat down. I won a jackpot. I think it was like $1,600. They come over and paid me, no mask on. I went and ordered a drink, went to a different machine, sat down. I had two security guards come over and say, you need to put a mask on. I said, I've been sitting here for 2 hours without a mask on. Why do I have to have a mask on now? Because somebody complained. I said, okay, so I'm drinking. So what do I do when I'm drinking? And I said, furthermore, I don't have a mask. Well, they handed me a mask. So I put the mask on. It's fucking ridiculous. So I put the mask on. I said, so now what am I supposed to do when I want to drink my drink? Then you lift your mask up. Oh, so the virus stops when I need to take a drink. But it will attack me as soon as I'm not drinking again or not eating again. Do you realize how fucking ridiculous everything was? They turned people against each other during the pandemic. Anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, anti-this, anti-that. They used the same, literal same playbook that pre-Nazi Germany did. Against the Jews, literally. There were people punching each other in the grocery stores because they didn't have a mask on. You're going to make me sick. You're not standing far enough back from me. Do you people understand what they did to you the last 3 years? Do you even understand any of it? Do you not know history? It got to the point where in Canada,
You couldn't travel unless you were vaccinated. They attacked a truck, had a shipment of vaccines in it. They wouldn't let them enter the town in Canada. And both countries, America, Canada, Australia, they locked people in their fucking homes because they wouldn't take the vaccine. They outed them in public. They wouldn't let them eat in public. But if you had the vaccine, you could go and eat in public. You look at all of these countries, what they did to humanity worldwide. And you want to call me a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist? I've got two middle fingers, and I have one middle finger on each hand, and both of them are raised at you right now. Fuck you. You are nothing but a bunch of Nazi communist bastards that made people feel bad because they just wanted to live their fucking life. Let's not forget about the medical community, the healthcare workers that I stood side by side with in St. Paul at the Capitol because they were losing their jobs because of mandates. Where at? Mainly blue states. As a matter of fact, I think they were all blue states. New York, Minnesota, Michigan, California. All blue states, ladies and gentlemen. Are you not putting the dots together yet? Are you not being able to put the puzzle pieces together yet? The fucking Democratic Party hates you. They want to control you. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Republican Party is any better, because I know they're not. But at least they didn't try to lock you down like Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota. She said she's going to leave it up to the counties. That was a correct thing to do, in my opinion. Texas, pretty same thing. But then you go to DeSantis in Florida. He closed the beaches. He claims he didn't do any of that, but he did. I remember. I don't forget that shit. I don't forget what they've done to humanity, what they did to people, turning people against each other. Thanksgiving, you could only have 8 people gather for Thanksgiving or Christmas. And if more than 8 people were there, they encouraged the neighbors to call in on your neighbor. They pitted family members against each other. Why? Because they're trying to control you. It was a test. Because the next pandemic that they say there's going to be, that who has already said, the WHO, the World Health Organization has already said, the next pandemic is going to be 10 times deadlier. Why didn't they tell you about remdesivir for the first pandemic? Because me, as a dumb fucking truck driver, figured out what remdesivir was long before they made it an official treatment for the COVID-19 virus. They were throwing people in the hospital for COVID-19. And their official treatment was remdesivir. Remdesivir, there was a study done in the Congo in 2018 for the Ebola virus. And 33% of those people died from renal failure, major kidney failure, and other major organ failure. 33%. And that was on a study of, I think, 2,300 or 2,400 people. What the fuck do you think is going to happen when you administer remdesivir to tens of millions of people? You're going to have a high death count. And guess what they did? They administered it anyway. They knew it. Dr. Fauci knew it. It's like AZT back in the early 80s with the AIDS. He did the same fucking thing to the gay community. That was their test. This is their second test. The third one's going to be a lot worse, trust me. But they said, they administered this remdesivir, and people would die from a kidney failure and other major organ failure, and they blame it on COVID-19 and said, oh, the COVID killed them. Holy shit. My neighbor down the street, Brent Larson, he just got killed in a motorcycle accident, and they'd used their PCR tests. Oh, he was COVID positive. Mark that up as a COVID positive death. That's what they did. You might not want to hear this truth, but this is all truth. They manipulated the data.
to convince you to stay locked in your homes and to call in your neighbors, your family, and to divide us even more than what they have with the race issues, with the transgenderism, all that. They did that to you. Don't forget. I might sound like a raving lunatic right now, and maybe I am, because I am more than upset, more than pissed off from what's happened in the last 3 years. We don't need to be liberals. We don't need to be Democrats. We don't need to be Republicans. We don't need to be far right. We don't need to be black. We don't need to be white. We don't need to be brown. We don't need to be any of that. We have forgotten how to be human beings. We have forgotten how to be Americans. We have forgotten how to be Canadians. We have forgotten worldwide how to be normal, God-loving human beings, because we have been in psychological warfare for many, many years. MK Ultra. Look it up. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm just here to point you in a direction. And if you don't agree with the things I'm telling you, that's fine. You don't have to. I'm just here to tell you the truth. The truth that I know. And so is Tucker Carlson. So is Matt Walsh. They all are. We're a lot of us, whether they have 8 million followers or me with 20,000 followers or a guy that you've seen on Facebook or Twitter that has 100 followers, that you see something that, oh, that's a lie, that can't be true. How do you know it's not true? Have you looked into it? You dismiss everything that you see by just scrolling past it. It's sad, really. But there's my rant for the night, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's go to one more subject before we get to the Instagram pedophilia and child trafficking at the southern border, because this is important also. Well, two more subjects. Antifa clashed with Armenian dads in California recently over drag shows. I'm going to tell you something about this whole transgender ideology and drag shows, and I don't give a shit if you don't agree with me or not. It's sexualizing our children. It's indoctrinating our children. And honestly, it's indoctrinating a lot of young adults. The fact of the matter is the human brain doesn't fully develop until the age of 26. That's a fact. That's scientific. That's science. Follow the science, by the way. They told you that during the pandemic. Remember that? So I'm asking you to follow the science. A human brain does not fully develop until the age of 26. So Antifa shows up to defend drag shows in this California community, and the dads show up, and there was an all-out brawl. They beat the shit out of each other. And what does the left media do? They come around, they turn around, and they tell everybody that it was MAGA white extremists that went and assaulted transgender people. They twisted it to their narrative. They turned it into what they wanted you to believe, and the left crowd cheered it on, said, what a bunch of pieces of shit. This MAGA shit needs to stop, blah, 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 blah. That's what happens with your media and social media influencers. They lie to you straight out, because you're too fucking lazy to go do your own research. I'm telling you right now, that's what they're doing to you. These were concerned fathers that are tired of their children being exposed to a mental illness called gender dysphoria. They're tired of watching their kids being indoctrinated by pornographic books in their libraries, in their children's libraries, all the way down to kindergarten, showing and describing how to suck on a cock. And there's clear fluid that will come out of the cock, out of the penis. That's what they say. If this is uncomfortable for you, good. It's meant to be, because that's what they're showing your fucking kids in our public school system. Get your kids out of the public school system. It's sick. And I'm not holding anything back tonight.
I am done. I am tired of the bullshit that is going on in this country, and many of us are. And if I have to stand up alone, then I will gladly and happily, proudly, I will stand up alone, even though I know I'm not alone. But that's where I stand with it. So when you read a news story and you read the headline, MAGA white extremist Republicans attack transgenders. No, it was fathers at a school that were standing up against drag shows being showed at a public school where they perform sexual acts, just like the parade in New York. You don't pay attention to all this. I get it. You're busy. You've got a family. You've got a full-time job, as well I do. But again, I have time when I'm stopped, when I'm loading or unloading. I have the time to look this stuff up. That's why I'm asking you, follow me on Twitter, on Facebook. Wherever you can follow me, follow me. I will tell you the truth. I will tell you the things I observe. I will lead you in a direction. If you don't believe me on here, go look it up. I promise you, I'm not here to steer you in the wrong direction. And if I'm wrong, I will stand up and I will admit that I'm wrong. But I'm telling you what I observe. Wow. I actually went 50 minutes by myself, almost. That's insane. Apparently, I had a lot to say tonight. So, last week, or was it last month? The month or the week? I can't remember. The FBI, Washington Field Office, put out 11 press releases last month, or last week. 11 press releases. Now, listening to this, you think, oh, well, they must have been about the Biden corruption, they must have been about Ukraine, they must have been about this, they must have been about Donald Trump, they must have been about that. And you know what they were about? 10 out of the 11 of those press releases were about January 6th. That happened almost two and a half years ago. Do you understand how they're pushing their propaganda on you? You focus on this over here while we're doing this over there. And you buy right into it. Not all of you. Some of you do. Well, people that listen to this radio show, probably none of you buy into that shit. But there's a good majority of the population that buy into that. I follow the 98% on Facebook. And they said something about Donald Trump being indicted. And I put on there, I said, okay, so he's indicted. Does that mean that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Mike Pence will also be indicted for the same crimes? Because that's exactly what it is. And I got nothing but hate and discontent back, which is fine. You can say whatever you want. I don't give a shit. I'm used to it by now. But they don't want to see the truth. They want to be told how to feel. They want to be told what they know. I was one of them 3 years ago. I was a bleeding heart liberal. Can you believe that? Hearing me tonight, can you believe that I was a bleeding heart liberal at one time? Or I believed the mainstream media, they wouldn't lie to you. The government wouldn't lie to you. They're here to help you. They're here to protect you. I woke up from that disaster of brainwashing that I was in. What do you want to call it? Cognitive dissonance or the Stockholm syndrome? It's unbelievable. When I woke up to this and I started looking back at everything that I've been involved with, and I started looking back at where my beliefs were and where my thoughts were, I'm like, holy shit, did they have me brainwashed? How the hell did they get me that bad? I don't know. They did, but I'm better now. Okay. So before we go to the final subject for the night, and this is going to involve Matt Walsh, and it's going to involve Instagram's
the report to come out about Instagram, you're going to want to buckle up for this one. It's very interesting. I'm gonna do about a 3-minute break because I am by myself tonight, and I got to go potty, like a 2-year-old would say. I definitely have to go to the bathroom. I have to use a break here. So bear with me. And before I come back, I want you all to understand that there is a call-in number, guest call-in number. And I will say it now. I'll tell you what the guest call-in number is now. And when I get back, I will repeat that guest call-in number. So if you miss it this time, miss getting your pen and paper or putting it in your phone, this is the same guest call-in number that you can use on Tuesday nights for the radio show The Constitutionalist with Travis Bolt Johnson from the Constitutional Republic Party in Minnesota. He's the chair and the founder. But that phone number is 516-387-1733. And once you get through and you can hear the radio show on your phone, that's your cue to press the number 1 if you want to get on here and share your opinion or your thoughts. I will put you on air, and we can have a discussion together. You're more than welcome to come on air. Again, that phone number is 516-387-1733, and make sure you press the number 1 when you get through. And I will repeat that number after this 3-minute and 47-second break, and we will continue on with Instagram pedophilia and Matt Walsh's video that reached over 170 million views. All right, stay tuned.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty. Put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. Said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost if we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America rolling. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Olsnot new.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry I had to do a little bathroom break there, but again, I'm by myself tonight, so I got to keep it rolling. So sometimes I just have to stop and take a break. I got through pretty much the first hour unscathed. No phone calls yet, which is crazy. I thought you guys would be lighting the phone lines up and having something to say, but I don't know, maybe it caught you off guard. Anyway, the guest call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you got that pen and paper ready, 516-387-1733. And when you hear the radio show on your phone, just press that number one. That'll let my switchboard know that you want to talk, you have something to say, you want to add to the conversation. If you disagree with me, that's fine. All I ask is that you remain civil about it. You don't have to start with a name calling or any of that. We are uncensored, so you can say whatever you want. Just know that these are recorded, and anything that you say that is defaming somebody, that can't be proven. You can be sued for it, just so you know. But you're welcome to come on anyway. 516-387-1733. Make sure you press the number one to let me know you want to talk. So let's get to the nitty and the gritty. Is that what we call it now? The nitty and the gritty. Yeah. Oh, human trafficking, child trafficking, southern border. Matt Walsh, what is a woman? Instagram. Promoting pedophilia with hashtags brings you right to companies that are selling items that promote pedophilia.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Yeah, I should be medicated. After all the shit that I've seen, it'll blow your fucking mind. So Matt Walsh, I touched on this earlier in the show, did a video, over 170 million views, with a documentary stating, what is a woman? And you ask a liberal now, a far-left liberal, what is a woman? They still can't answer you. I asked one on Twitter the other day, I said, what is a woman? I'm not engaging in this conversation anymore, and they blocked me. All I asked, what is a woman? That's all I said, block. This is how pathetic people have become. They don't want to know the truth. They want their feelings justified and verified. That's all they want. That's all they give a shit about. They don't care about the truth. What is a woman? Let me just explain to you what a woman is. A woman has women reproductive organs and parts, uterus, ovaries, vagina, clitoris, breasts that create breast milk. Oh, imagine that. I've never seen a guy with a penis produce breast milk or be able to give birth to a child. That's a fact. That's science, ladies and gentlemen. Again, remember, follow the science. Remember, you've been hearing that for the last 3 years, 24 hours, 7 days a week on your fucking TV. Follow the science. That's what a woman is. Right there. I may have not touched all of it. Oh, I forgot, menstrual cycle. And these dipshits that get on mainstream media or social media, and they sit there and they tell you, I'm a little crabby today. This guy with a mustache that with long hair that claims he's a woman, I'm a little crabby today because I'm going through my menstrual cycle. The fuck you are, you dumb fuck. No, you're not. You're not going through a menstrual cycle. You're going through a mental cycle. There's a difference. It's called gender dysphoria.
I want to give you a few facts about gender dysphoria. It happens. It's a real thing. It's a real mental illness. Did you know that this happens not a large amount of children, but a small amount of children, that they normally get over it after puberty? But you have doctors and healthcare and insurance companies pushing gender reassignment surgeries on children pre-pubescent, which means that they're not allowing them to go through puberty before they do this destructive surgery on their body, cutting off breasts, chopping off your twig and berries, let's call it that, castrating you chemically, giving you hormones, giving you whatever. They're doing this onto children prepubescent. And a lot of these children that have had this surgery prepubescent, there's a very good majority of them that when they go through puberty and they reach a certain age, they either commit suicide, they regret taking or doing the surgery, they are speaking out about it as much as they can without being shadow banned and censored by mainstream media and our government. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, we are under attack. I've said it more than once, and I'll say it more than a million times. Our family values are under attack. Our children are under attack. They're trying to make it legal for pedophilia, and they call it MAPS, minor attracted persons. There's a man in uniform in Canada right now that tried to give an explanation that MAPS is okay, that we have to be more understanding. There's teachers in your public school system right now that are telling your kids that we have to be more understanding of people that are minor attracted people. Did you just hear me? Or did I stutter? There are teachers in your public school system right now telling your children that we need to be understanding towards minor attracted persons in your public school systems, ladies and gentlemen. Let that resonate for a second. Let that sink in. That is your public school system now. Oh, we have a rainbow flag hanging in there in our classroom and a Black Lives Matter flag. But, hey, don't you dare hang that fucking American flag in there, you racist, you bigot. Don't you dare hang that in that classroom. That's not welcome here. Patriotism is not welcome here. You're an extremist. You're a MAGA Republican. Yeah, that's what they're telling your children. It's indoctrination in the public school system as we speak. These parents, these mothers I see come out and say, I'm transitioning my four-year-old because he wants to be a girl. So what if Tommy comes up to you and says he wants to be a pirate? Are you going to poke out his fucking eye and give him a peg leg? Of course not. That would be crazy. What if Tommy says he's a donkey? Are you going to surgically put a tail on him and make him walk on his knees and his hands? No, of course not. That would be ridiculous. So why the fuck is it so damn acceptable for these nut jobs to try to transition a four-year-old? They say that a four-year-old, these people, can decide what they want to be, who they want to be. You know what? I agree. Every four-year-old should have the right to decide who they want to be and how they want to be with parental guidance, kind of like this radio show. Listen to it with parental guidance. It's your job as a parent to steer your child in the right direction, not let fantasy overcome reality. That's your job as a parent. And when you notice and you see telltale signs of a mental disorder called gender dysphoria, regardless if it's four, which I doubt that could happen to a four-year-old. I'm not a professional, but I'm going to say that probably can't.
maybe, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, and on up before puberty, then I can see it happening. But at 4 years old, because, what, your four-year-old decided they wanted to play with a doll one day with, you know, Ken and Barbie, so now they're a girl because he had Barbie in his hand more than he had Ken? You people are mental, too. You need psychological help. Then I'm not gonna sit here and mince my words. You're sick. This whole fucking world has gone crazy. I don't know if it's the chemtrails that they're spraying in the sky or the pharmaceuticals that a good majority of the population are on now because of some diagnosed mental disorder. I don't know what it is. And maybe I need to be medicated. Who knows?
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
There I am. I'm medicated because I'm fucking crazy, man. No, I'm going to get crazy tonight because I'm tired of watching mainstream media push agenda, one agenda or multiple agendas, climate change, transgenderism, Ukraine. Ukraine, oh, don't even get me started. That's a whole other radio show with the secret bio labs. They're funded by Hunter Biden. Yeah, oh, yeah, and that's the truth. Sue me. I don't give a fuck because I just told you the truth. But now, you heard my rant on transgender ideology. What really disturbs me is yesterday a story broke about Instagram. And this one really bothers me. Pedophilia. They are promoting pedophilia to your children and to pedophiles on Instagram. The man that runs it is Adam Misery, I believe his name is. He come out basically and said there's nothing going on, there's nothing wrong. But they're allowing trends like incest toddlers. They're allowing trends like hashtag underage rape. I believe that's what it was. I might be wrong on that, so don't take that as fact. But they're allowing pedophilia trends, hashtags, and they're doing nothing to suppress it. They didn't get rid of the hashtags. Instead of our government or leaders or police or anybody standing up and say, we're going to investigate it, nobody said nothing, and they just allowed the hashtag to continue. Tucker Carlson touched again on this tonight, and I'm kind of quoting what Tucker Carlson said about this. Our southern border is wide open. Did you know that 85,000 children are undocumented children are unaccounted for? 85,000. That's the number that the government's giving us. That number. Did you know that they found a child on the border? And this one's going to break your heart, and it breaks mine every time I even talk about it. She had 26 specimens of DNA inside of her. A child. 26 specimens. So for every one of you motherfuckers that wear a shirt that says, migrants, welcome, fuck you, because you don't know the truth. 26 specimens of DNA inside of her. Different DNA. It wasn't one DNA. 26 different specimens of DNA in a child at the southern border. And now the government's telling you, well, yeah, there's 85,000 that we don't know where they went. 85,000, that's what the government says. Anytime the government tells you a number, you know that number. You can multiply that by I don't even know how much. It's just like the VAERS website, ran by the CDC. They claim that 30,000 people have died from vaccine side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine. Did you know that only 1% to 10% of actual vaccine side effects get reported to VAERS because healthcare physicians do not take the time to report what they have found? 30,000, 1%, whatever that number could be, was 1%, 30,000. That's upwards of 3 million people, ladies and gentlemen. 30 million people. Do we know the number? No, because the government's not honest with you. The same with all of the vax or the COVID-19 deaths, all that. I'm just trying to make a comparison here to make you understand. 85,000 children are missing at the southern border. And now we get word that Instagram is allowing trends involving pedophilia. What's it going to take for you to wake up? The child trafficking is not isolated in one area. Because it's not happening to you does not mean it's not happening. Did you know that a large majority of our politicians, Hollywood, and prominent business people are taking part in this? Think about one thing for a second. Jeffrey Epstein had a list. Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell's sister, I think her name is Isabella, is part of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, ladies and gentlemen, Chrystia Freeland works for she's heavily involved in Canada. Justin Trudeau is obviously a WEF puppet. But the World Economic Forum has infiltrated our governments worldwide. This is way deeper than what you could ever imagine. Way deeper. I get it that this is very uncomfortable for some people just like to look into. I just don't want to because it's going to bother me. How do you think those poor children feel? The ones that they're trafficking, that are getting raped by these cocksuckers that are on the news telling you that you're a conspiracy theorist, that you're an extremist, that you're a bigot, that you're this, that you're that. They have a script. Fox News, CNN, every affiliate for Republican, Democrat, whatever you watch on news, they have a script. It goes to every one of their affiliates, and they read off a teleprompter. And I've shared videos about how this is a threat to democracy. This is a threat to democracy. This is a threat to democracy. Everything's a threat to democracy. You know what's a threat to democracy? These evil fucking people that have weaseled their way in leadership roles across the country, across the world. Australia, New Zealand, Germany, U.S., Canada. It's everywhere. Look at the Dutch farmers right now. They're going to take away farms from the Dutch farmers and get this for climate change. New York State said, hey, we're going to cut your meat production or your meat consumption down. You're only going to be allowed to buy so much meat. Canada's doing the same thing, by the way, for climate change. Meanwhile, in Canada, they go and start fucking forest fires that affect people's health all over Canada and all the way down to the East Coast. It's still happening right now in West Virginia, everywhere. Who started those forest fires? It's arson. So you're going to tell me that same arsonist went around to how many different spots, 20, 30, 40, and started a forest fire? Was it a coordinated effort by Antifa, the people that work for your Democratic government, that are funded by your Democratic government, that are funded by George Soros? Was it them? Would you tell us the truth? No, they ain't going to tell you the truth. They're not going to do that. That's why you're seeing code words for pedophilia and child trafficking. And it involves pizza. Pizza? What do you mean pizza? I love pizza. Do you? You're not going to love it after this. Pizzagate turns out that it was real, involving Hillary. Yep. Sausage pizza was code word for boys. Cheese pizza was code word for girls. Again, sue me for defamation. You can get I think I got 53 cents in my pocket. Sue me for my 53 cents. But when we go to court for defamation, if you say I'm defaming you, you're going to have to prove that I'm not. or that I am defaming you, when I have the proof that I'm not defaming you. I'm telling you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the media has lied to you so bad that they have not told you the truth. The hashtags that are allowed, the Twitter files that came out after Elon Musk bought it, but before Elon owned it, what they were allowing on Twitter. Do you remember the resignations that happened, the firing that happened? They were allowing pedophilia on here too. Every social media platform is allowing, well, I shouldn't say everyone, but Twitter and Facebook were allowing prevalent pedophilia. I'm certified as Truckers Against Trafficking. I went online and I took their, took like a half hour, I think, to look for signs and notice things. And I became certified. So now I know what to look for. Not that I didn't know before, but it made me look back at a lot of things that I've witnessed in my life as a truck driver at truck stops, where I thought something may be strange, but I'm like, it's none of my business. I'll just mind my own business. Here's the saying I'm going to say to you that I've been seeing lately. If you see something, say something. Whether you're right or you're wrong, if you see something, say something. Did you know that 27% of trafficking victims are children? 27%? They're children, innocent children. You know, there's teens that get kidnapped and trafficked. And I listened to a story by two teens. I think they were cousins or sister cousins, I believe they were. They got kidnapped, and they put them up in a house. And their story was that there was a gentleman that was, I ain't going to call him a gentleman. There was a monster that was in charge that happened to be a male. And they separated them. And there was a lady there that looked after the other one. And anytime one of them would back talk the monster, he would beat the living shit out of them in another room. So they were screaming in horror because they were getting the shit beat out of them. Don't question what he said. Don't question anything. You just do what you're told, or I'm going to kill you. And that was told to both girls, and they got the shit beat out of them. So to the point where they were so scared to leave that they just went along with it for I don't know how long it went on, but they were forced to perform sexual acts with strangers. They were pimped out. Eventually they got rescued. But this is happening right before your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, right next door to you. The people you least expect it are fucking monsters. Your governments, people that you have tried to defend throughout your life, they're monsters. I don't know how to put this in polite terms without using the F word, without swearing, without getting upset. You've heard me get upset all through the show tonight because I am upset. I'm upset that the population, a good majority of the population, will not and will they don't and they will not stand up. Just let me give you an example of something. Apparently there's 4,000 people that are members of the World Economic Forum. You go to Davos or what Davos, whatever the hell you call it. They're young global leaders. They're the world's leadership. They own Tyson Foods or are in charge of Tyson Foods. They are the CEO of Verizon Wireless. It's companies that you do business with every day. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Anheuser-Busch, every single one of the vaccine manufacturers, AstraZeneca, BioNTech, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, they're all financial partners. All of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the people that you are giving your money to, you are inadvertently supporting human trafficking, child trafficking, and inevitably the loss of your freedoms, these companies. Bud Light, Target, together I think they've lost over $30 billion since their boycott. That's not enough. I know that you boycott these companies, Americans lose because they lose their jobs. But we're going to lose much more than that if we don't boycott all of these pieces of shit that are financially involved with the World Economic Forum, including BlackRock and Vanguard. I know I've said a lot of things tonight, and I want you to listen back to this and share this out to your friends and family and help them understand. I went way deep in the rabbit hole tonight, and it sounds so insane for those of you that have never heard any of this. That can't be. It is. It will blow your ever-loving mind. There are going to be people that are not prepared to handle even half of what I said tonight. It'll cause them to have a mental breakdown, and you know who those people are. So be easy on them. Give them bits and pieces. Let them deal with little bits and pieces at a time. Because when they get to the child trafficking statistics, this is where it gets deep. Are you ready? Okay. I promised you I'd get to this, and I'm going to. The majority of human trafficking victims are involved in forced labor. Labor trafficking involves the use of fraud, coercion, or force in order to get a victim to provide labor or services. More than two-thirds of trafficking victims fall into this category, including more than 10 million adults and nearly 4 million children. Listen to those numbers. The International Labor Organization reports that forced labor generated $150 billion in illegal profits per year. They don't care about people. They don't care about life. They care about profits. And this is all about profits. Specifically, $51.8 billion in forced labor profits came from the Asia-Pacific region, Thailand, China, Japan, that Asia-Pacific region. Children are four times more likely to be trafficked for labor rather than sex. Whether that, even though that statistic doesn't matter to me, even if one child is trafficked for anything, it's fucking wrong. And again, I'm not going to apologize for my behavior because it needs to be said the way I say it. Children who are trafficked for labor purposes might be removed from their families and forced to perform domestic household services or work in factories or agriculture. Though millions of children are trafficked, there is a much larger number of children involved in child labor that is not considered trafficking. There are an estimated 168 million child laborers around the world, with around half of them participating in what is known as hazardous work. Work that endangers the child's physical, emotional, or social well-being. There are people coming over the border right now that are trafficked from drug mules or whatever you want to call them. The family is promised to bring their child over the border to the United States of America to Joe Biden's open border policy. They are promised to come over the border, but then the family owes that drug cartel $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. So that child is told when you get across the border, you find a job immediately, you go work. No matter what it is, you go work. They found fucking kids as young as 10 working at McDonald's. 10 or 14, 10. I think it was 10 or 9. It was ridiculous. Meanwhile, there are, now, I'm going to warn you about this because, you know, I've said the F-bomb a million times tonight, but I'm going to warn you about what I'm about to say now because this is very graphic and this is going to upset a lot of you. They have found on the southern border child panties that have been soaked in blood and semen stains that have been raped. Not once, not twice, but dozens of times. They are raping children. They're bringing them across the border. The Biden administration is a middleman in all of this. That's been a proven fact. They are facilitating this. They are flying these people, these innocent children, these military-aged males, all over the United States of America into your cities. They started flying them heavily into New York City. Mayor Eric Adams got so upset because it overwhelmed the system. Every single hotel in New York City is jam-packed full of illegal immigrants sponsored by the government, our federal government, by the way, your tax dollars. They were given a phone. They were given a debit card. Get this, though. They're complaining because they didn't get enough. So Mayor Eric Adams said, you know what? We're going to start – no, I'm sorry. Kathy Hochul, governor for New York, WEF puppet, said we're going to start sending them up into the red areas in upstate New York. One city in upstate New York got so overwhelmed that the police had been at this hotel almost 24/7 answering 911 calls. In the UK, they are flooding the borders. I watched a video today where an illegal immigrant stabbed a baby in a stroller for no reason. Started stabbing multiple people for no reason. Now, I understand that some of these people that are coming over truly want a better life, but they are not vetting any of them. They're just letting them come over. They have caught 100 people that are on the FBI terror list. 100 in 1 month. Or so far this year. I can't remember the number. That's what they've caught. How many have gotten over that they haven't caught? The border needs to be shut down. It's causing massive amounts of human trafficking, child trafficking. You're going to see it here in the next couple months, massive amounts of terror attacks and mass shootings and mass stabbings. You're going to see it. I promise you that you will. And I hate to say that I promise you because I don't want to promise you that. I don't want to promise you doom and gloom. But that is exactly what's going to happen. Chicago, New York, wherever they're sending these migrants in mass numbers, you are going to see massive terrorist attacks. You are going to see massive mass shootings, an uptick in violent crime. You are going to, not that, that's not already happening. Look at Minneapolis, violent crimes. Hell, my brother was a victim of carjacking. Carjackings are up 300% in Minneapolis. Hell, Minnesota just passed a bill that states that, hey, we're just going to go ahead and give illegal migrants or immigrants, we're going to give them free health care. They're just going to, off your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. They're deciding what they're going to do with your tax dollars. You pay into the federal government and the state governments expecting that your infrastructure is going to be held up, that you're going to have health care. You're expecting all of this when you pay into taxes. No, they're taking your tax dollars, they're sending it to the Ukraine, and they're housing illegal migrants. Oh, boy. They're facilitating human trafficking, your governments worldwide. Carbon tax in Canada has gotten out of control. They're taking your tax dollars
and giving you a big fuck you to your face, but you keep on paying in anyway. For what? I don't get it. 66% of child trafficking victims, 66%, are girls. That was as of 2020. Often, girls around the world are forced to drop out of school or denied access to income-generating opportunities. The resulting social exclusion can trap girls in a cycle of extreme poverty, as well as increased vulnerability to trafficking and exploitation. This lack of education ultimately limits the lifetime earning potential for the girls, thus perpetuating the cycle of poverty for their own children. This is what's happening. 99% of victims trafficked for sexual exploitation are women and girls. 99%. Traffickers use threats, lies, violence, debt bondage, and coercion to force victims to engage in commercial sex acts against their will. Young girls who live on the streets or whose families are extremely poor are particularly vulnerable to this kind of trafficking. Where are the countries that are affected by this trafficking? Labor trafficking affects every country in the world, especially the Asia-Pacific region, where one in every 250 people are victims. So when you push for the electric car, just know that one in 250 people are children that are in the cobalt mine, mining your cobalt for your batteries, for your electric car. But hey, climate change, right? Save the country. Save the world. You morons don't do any fucking research, and it shows. And I'm not calling you that are listening to this, but I'm calling that to the people that argue with me and call me every name in the book that have for the last 3 years. And I woke up and I started giving them the truth. They don't like it, and I don't care that they don't like it. 7 in 10 victims of sexual exploitation in the world are trafficked in the Asia-Pacific area. 7 in 10 victims. So when you see these celebrities, let's call them. That's what society has labeled them, celebrities. Politicians, prominent business people, Bill Gates, you know, his wife divorced him over his involvement with Epstein. All these prominent people that are supposedly here to save the planet, why are they taking so many trips to Asia? It's sure enough fucking for business, I can guarantee you that. So here's some trafficker tricks so you guys can be aware and pay attention to what's happening. Job recruiter trick. Often traffickers will come to a village claiming to be recruiting employees for a large business or corporation. Well, let me stop right there. You ever seen those advertisements here in the United States and Canada from these places that say they want to make your daughter into the next supermodel? Come to the mall. We're going to take pictures of her. Those are human traffickers. A good percentage of them are. That's been happening for years under the radar because people didn't catch on right away. Well, now you see a lot less of them. You did see that pretty prevalent in the mid-90s into the mid-2000s, I would say, in that timeline. That's what those people were. So there you have it. They promised job training, excellent salaries, and the ability to move into higher positions over time. Isn't that what the same thing those people promise? You're going to become rich. You're going to become famous. You're going to become a supermodel. And guess what? Moms and dads were dragging their children all the way down to the age of 2 to these photo shoots. This is where it got started, ladies and gentlemen. The young women they lure, generally with their parents' consent, like I just said, or coercion, leave the village with these traffickers and find that once they are in a big city, they are sold to a brothel or otherwise forced to engage in commercial sex work. If they resist, they risk being beaten, raped, or killed. Alone in
I'm sorry, alone in an unfamiliar place, there's nothing they can do. There's also called the marriage dowry trick. A young man will visit a village saying he is looking for a wife and that he is willing to accept a girl without a marriage dowry. The thought of getting a daughter married without having to pay the typically exorbitant dowry is too tempting for impoverished families. The girl is given to the man thinking she will be married and taken care of, but instead she is whisked away and forced into the sex trade. So how can you help end trafficking in child marriage? With your help, we can make it harder for traffickers to kidnap or coerce women and girls. World's Children Prevention of Child Trafficking Program. Now, this is just something I'm reading off the internet. It's just one thing. It's something that you're going to have to go and do research on. You need to understand how big of a problem this is. The mainstream media isn't covering it because the mainstream media is being funded by the people that are doing this to the population, including your own governments worldwide. There are more than 365,000 missing children in our country each year, and 30% of those missing are being trafficked. That's approximately 109,000 children every year, every single year. Each year, an estimated 14,500 to 17,500 foreign nationals are trafficked into the United States. The number of the U.S. citizens trafficked within the country each year is even higher, with an estimated 200,000 American children at risk for trafficking into the sex industry. That is via the U.S. Department of Justice. That's the number that government's given you. You remember what I said about the government earlier? They're going to tell you the number. Just assume it's much higher. Now, before I do my closing thoughts, let me just take a real quick 30-second break, and my voice is getting sore. I want to take a 30-second break, and I will be right back, and we will finish this off with my final thoughts.
TruckerTaxTools.com, the trucking industry leader for your taxes and bookkeeping. Simplify bookkeeping with the Trucker Bookkeeping app.
Can you take a picture with your phone?
We know you can. Download the free app at TruckerTaxTools.com and then point, shoot, and send. It's that simple. Or you can call us at 877-966-2477 and we'll get you started. Download the app, TruckerTaxTools.com. Keep it simple, TruckerTaxTools.com.
All right, we're back. Thanks for hanging out for 30 seconds there. I got 20 minutes left. If anybody wants to call in and share their thoughts or opinions, have more statistics, you're more than welcome. That phone number is 516-387-1733. Just press the number 1, and I'll put you through. That'll let my switchboard know. See, I can't even talk. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the child trafficking statistics, if you go look them up, will surprise you. If you sit down and just really think about it, you know, for years our government has told us that, you know, a lot of government officials have ran on the promise of fixing immigration. Our immigration was the lowest it's been in 50 years under Donald Trump. That's a fact. Last month alone, our highest immigration ever, over 1 million illegals crossed the border, just 1 month. We cannot sustain this. This country cannot sustain this, and they know that. Again, go look up World Economic Forum, weforum.org. They present all of their plans for humanity like you're going to go and live in utopia, including 15-minute cities. Well, what is a 15-minute city? A 15-minute city is where you will live inside of a zone where you will be able to travel and get everything that you need, including your job, within a 15-minute radius of a bike ride or a walk, 15 minutes from where you live. You're not allowed to go out that zone. unless you have a special permit. And then they're only going to allow you to go out of that zone so many times a year. Nobody's allowed to own vehicles, no cars. You're not free to travel as you wish. Everything will be face recognized, face recognition. You will be living with, well, it goes back to the central banking digital currency. You will have digital IDs. You will have digital currency. If you buy one thing, too much of one thing, they're going to shut your digital currency down, your card. No more purchasing anything. Well, how am I going to eat? They don't give a shit. You either comply and you have a decent credit score, social credit score, might they call it, or you don't get to eat. Well, that, they can't do that. Oh, watch them. They're trying it and they're doing it right now as we speak. And people are just laying down and saying, okay, well, if that's what's best. Remember when they told you to go get the COVID-19 vaccine, save grandma and grandpa, save children, save your neighbors, save your elderly, your parents? They wouldn't let you go into a nursing home or an elderly home and visit your dying grandma or your dying mom or dad. You had to wave at them through a window as they sat inside crying because they were lonely. They don't give a fuck about you. They never have. They never will. They are trying to control you, and they will control you. It's called Agenda 2030, World Economic Forum, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. There's a book on it. He's wrote a book about it. He's told you what he's about to do. That's what their plan is. And they have infiltrated governments worldwide, including Canada, America, New Zealand, Germany, Australia, everywhere you look, UK, everywhere, every single country. And if you don't comply, they kill you. Look at how many world leaders were killed and assassinated during the quote-unquote pandemic. Go look it up. How many world leaders were assassinated during the pandemic? Those world leaders are the very world leaders that did not want to comply with forced mass vaccinations. Imagine that. Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to go a full 2 hours tonight. I think I gave you enough information. I hope you share this out with your friends and your family. Share it out wherever you can. Let people know what is happening all over the world involving human trafficking, involving, oh, I forgot something. Oh, shit, I almost forgot. I just thought about this. Matt Walsh, a video with over 170 million views. About what is a woman? His producer called a hospital. And I can't remember how many. You have to go watch Matt Walsh's video on Twitter. If you don't have a Twitter account, sign up for Twitter, for God's sake. If the only people you follow is Matt Walsh and Tucker Carlson, fine. I don't even care if you follow me. Just follow those two. You'll get enough truth through those guys. But Matt Walsh, his producer called a healthcare facility that, by the way, are supported by many, many large insurance companies. So when you bitch about having to pay high insurance costs, just know that they're supporting this. He called this healthcare facility and told them that he wanted to have a castration. He wanted his balls cut off. I'll just put it how it is. And they said, are you suffering from gender dysphoria? He said, no, I don't think so. But people told me that that's what I should do. Within 22 minutes, they gave him an authorization to go in and have a surgery to cut off his man parts. 22 minutes. And they knew that he didn't have gender dysphoria. They labeled him gender dysphoria. This is what they're doing to your children. This is what they're doing to convince parents to do this to their children. This is planned. It all fits into the World Economic Forum. It all leads back to that. I'm sorry. I said it a million times tonight, but I can't stress that enough. Child trafficking, all of it. MAPS, minor attracted persons, all of it. They want to normalize all of this. They want to desensitize you to all of this. Hollywood has been desensitizing you for years. You just haven't seen it. It's a movie. Oh, it's a series. No, it's called programmed desensitizing, I think, yeah. They're desensitizing you to what their plans are through Hollywood and through other sources of mainstream media, wherever they can, social media, and they ban people like me for speaking the truth. I am not sure about Elon Musk yet. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy because he just hired a WEF puppet to be the CEO. So it kind of concerns me. But so far, thus far, he's allowed Matt Walsh's video to get well over 170 million views. And he's allowing Tucker Carlson to get on there. And he's had his first video over 100 million views. I'm sure his second video is probably going to be up there with Matt Walsh's because they see that the cuffs are off. He's not restricted anymore. He can speak the truth. They can't tell him what he can and can't talk about. So go sign up for Twitter, create an account, follow at Matt Walsh blog, and follow at Tucker Carlson. And if you want to follow me on there, I'm at Disrespected The, capital D for Disrespected, and capital T for The. I couldn't put the Disrespected because it was already taken. But anyway, look up the Disrespected Trucker. Look up, you're going to see, and you're going to see me retweet a lot of stuff. Follow those people that I retweet because you're going to find truth. You're going to find so much truth. It'll blow your mind. But don't take in too much at one time because it'll affect you negatively because you're going to realize really quick that you've been lied to about literally everything that you have been taught your entire life. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, another successful The Disrespected Trucker, number 81, The Disrespected Trucker radio show, live and uncensored. You just gave me almost 2 hours of having a rant. And I'm proud and I'm happy that I was able to share some truth with you. You all have a great night. God bless each and every one of you. And please, open up your eyes, open up your ears, and get rid of what you thought was a normal thought process and start thinking critically. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. And seriously, God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America, and God help us get through what we're about to witness. Have a good night.